Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 22nd parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parakhov Bez Mishnah Gimel and Parakhov Bez Mishnah Dalid. Parakhov Bez Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss the halachos of breaking open a barrel of food on Shabbos. And certainly this applies to any situation nowadays as well, when you have food in some sort of a plastic container or any sort of container at all that you have to break through. Can you break that? Can you rip that open on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Shover Adam es hachavis la'achol heimena grow garos. A person may break open a cask, a barrel of dried figs in order to eat figs from the uvelvad, shlo yiskavin lasos kli, provided that it does not intend to make it into a kli, meaning to say, the one may cut a rough hole in the barrel. You can't, this is a destructive act by just breaking it open. You're not doing it in a constructive, meaningful, intentional, purposeful type of way. And therefore, you're allowed to do that. However, you may not produce a proper, neat opening, because by doing so, you're basically completing a kli, you're being misaking a kli, which you're not allowed to do. So if you're just ripping it open to get the figs out, that you are allowed to do, again, in this rough, not to neat type of way. Now we're going to have a machlokas in our Mishnah regarding opening a barrel of wine that is closed on top by this clay stopper that is molded to the mouth of the barrel. Says the Mishnah, Ve'ein nokvim megufa shel chavis. We're not allowed to make a hole in the stopper of a barrel, because by doing so, you're basically completing the kli by creating an opening in it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim matirim, but the Chachamim permit making a hole in the stopper, because they say that it's unusual to make such a hole. That, however, they would permit only making a hole in the top of the stopper, velo yikvena mitzida. But they would agree that one may not make a hole on the side of the stopper, because making a hole in the stopper side is a standard thing that people would typically do. And we should just point out the halacha is in accordance with the opinion of the Chachamim. Continuing in our Mishnah, ve'im haysa nekuva, if there was a hole in it that one wishes to seal, they have a hole in the barrel, you want to seal the hole, lo yitein oleo shava mibneshu mimareach, you're not allowed to put wax over the hole, because doing so would basically be smoothening out the wax, which is one of the malachos of mimareach, of smoothing, is not allowed on Shabbos, and therefore you can't close the barrel by putting this wax over it. And again, this would be the mimachik it would be one of the toldos of mimachik. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'ase ba lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'arev. There was a story when someone sealed a hole with wax on Shabbos, and he was presented to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in a place called Arav. Va'amar, and he said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Choshashani lo mechat. That I fear, I'm concerned that perhaps he may be obligated to bring a carbon chatos. But he says that although smoothing wax is an isser on a Torah level, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not so definite that the person was certainly liable and were obligated to bring a carbon chatos, because it was unclear whether he had simply smoothed out the wax or just placed it on the hole without smoothing it. Continuing now with Parakhov Bey's Mishnah Dalas, we're going to discuss three types of warming and cooling food that are permissible on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Nosnin Tavshi Lesochabor Bishvil Sheyehei Shammah. You're allowed to place a pot of cooked food into a cool pit so that it will be protected from spoiling in the heat of the day. It's going to be very hot, so you need to put it in a cool pit so that it acts sort of like a fridge to keep it a little bit cool and to prevent the food from spoiling. V'yasamayim hayofim Barum Bishvil Sheyitzanu, and you're allowed to place a pitcher of warm, good, drinkable water into a pool of cool, bad, undrinkable water. Now the drinkable water also cools down, also acting like a fridge. V'yashat somnin b'chama b'shvil sheyachamu, and you're allowed to place cool water in the sun so that it will become warm. You want to heat up water, you're allowed to do that as well. Now we're going to discuss another halacha regarding heaving things in the sun. Misha Nashru, Caleb Bederach, B'mai Mahalech, B'hen Ve'eno Choshesh. One whose outer clothing fell into water while he was traveling may continue to walk in them, even though they are wet, and he does not have to be concerned that people who see him are going to think that he had washed them on Shabbos. He yelachatzer hachitzona shotchan bechama. But once he enters a town, he arrives at the outermost a courtyard, meaning the courtyard that's nearest to the town's entrance, where it is then safe to leave his clothing, he may no longer wear them. Rather, he must spread them out in the sun in order for them to dry. However, says the Mishnah, aval lo kenaged ha'am, but this is not allowed to be done in front of people. The one who spreads out the wet clothing to dry must be concerned. The people who see him doing this are going to be concerned and suspect him of having washed them on Shabbos, which certainly isn't allowed. Therefore, he shouldn't do this in public. He should simply find a private area, a private courtyard, to spread out his clothing and allow them to dry there. Quick review, Parakhav Bez. Mishnah Gimel discussed breaking open a barrel of food on Shabbos, so that a person may break open a barrel of dried figs in order to get the figs out. Again, assuming that he didn't intend to make any sort of kli, and assuming that he does so in a rough, destructive type of a way, and not a way that's creating a kli by the opening that he's creating in the barrel. And then there was a machlokas regarding opening a barrel of wine that is closed on top by a stopper. We said that according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you may not make any hole in the stopper of a barrel, because by doing so, you're completing the vessel by creating an opening in it. The Chachamim permitted doing so because it's unusual to make this hole, but they would agree that it may not make a hole in its side, because making a hole in the stopper side was a typical thing that was often done. And then the Mishnah began discussing what about sealing a hole, the opposite situation where you have a hole in a barrel that you want sealed. So we said that if there was a hole in it that one wants to seal, then you're not allowed to put wax over the hole, because by doing so you're smoothening out the wax, which is one of the malachos of Shabbos. And then Rabbi Yehuda said that there was a story that was brought before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Arav, where basically someone sealed a hole with wax on Shabbos, and the question was he chayev or not? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that he's probably chayev, but even he wasn't sure, because it was unclear whether he had smoothed out the wax or just placed it on the hole without actually smoothing it. And then Parachav Bez Mishnah Dalid discussed the three acts of warming and cooling when it comes to food that are allowed to be done on Shabbos. We said that you're allowed to place a pot of cooked food into a cool pit, that it will be protected from spoiling. You're allowed to, again, act sort of like a fridge. You're allowed to place a pitcher of a warm, drinkable water into a pool of cool, bad, undrinkable water, so the drinkable water will cool down. And the last case that the Mishnah discussed, you're allowed to place cool water in the sun so that it will become warm. And then the Mishnah discussed in terms of the heating things in the sun. We said a case where a person has his clothing that fell into water while he was traveling, and we said that he's allowed to continue to walk in them even though they are wet. We're not concerned that people are going to look at him and think that he washed his clothing on Shabbos. But the Mishnah said that once he enters the town and he gets to the nearest chatzit, to the nearest courtyard of the entrance of the town, then he must leave his clothes out, spread them, and allow them to dry, so that he's not dripping wet, so that he's not squeezing them out of his clothing on Shabbos. But you have to make sure to do this without people watching, because if people see him doing this, they're going to think that he washes clothing on Shabbos, which we certainly need to be concerned about. We don't want people to think that you can wash your clothes on Shabbos. Have a great day.